3.5 minutes, USA's Dave Collins reports.
According to eclipse expert John Irwin, the new path is based on more accurate calculations of the sun's radius. This won't affect most New Yorkers' viewing plans on Monday, but areas like Rome, Utica, and Ithaca will no longer experience the full effect of the total solar eclipse. There will still be plenty of prime viewing spots during totality between 2 p.m. and 2:11 p.m.
To developments in the Middle East now. After a call between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel is ramping up aid flow to Gaza. President Biden urging leaders in Egypt and Qatar to press Hamas for a deal with Israel to release the 99 hostages still being held.
One of the messages that the president had for Prime Minister Netanyahu was, let's get this done. Let's get a deal in place so that we can get a ceasefire for a matter of weeks in place.
That's National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby. The Dow gaining 307 points Friday, the market reacting to news that 300,000 jobs added in March. That's 100,000 more than expected. The NASDAQ was up almost 200 points and the S&P 500 up 57 points. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
Now you're calling me poor tension, feeling poor tension. Say you're looking for that action. Got my name all in your mentions. Oh, now you're coming to your senses. Yeah, now you're calling me poor tension, feeling poor tension.
Welcome to Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM, where we can be open and honest about real life issues such as disability, mental health, and everyday life. Now, let's have a real conversation with WGSO host Ron Richardson.
Good afternoon, New Orleans. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you want to catch the silky smooth sounds of Ron Richardson on the go, you can tune in to that Mixlr app and catch each and every show here on the go. And I got one of my favorite people on Conversations with Ron Richardson and in WGSO Studios with me today, my longtime friend, Miss Cheryl Blanchard. How are you?
Afternoon. How are you? It's great seeing you.
It is great seeing you, man. It has been some years because we used to work together at another company, and you know, due to COVID and everything, everybody kind of parted ways and got laid off. But we're back in the saddle, and as you guys know, in radio, everything comes full circle. And she is on my show, and I'm glad to have you.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And guys, you know, each and every week here on Conversations with Ron Richardson, man, we talk about disability, mental health, and everyday life, drug addiction, and different things that people go through. Today, we're going to have a little fun, man, because Cheryl is a new and upcoming comedian in New Orleans, and we're going to touch on comedy and mental health and how they go hand in hand. So, Cheryl, I know about you. I know a lot about you, but why don't you tell my listening audience a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've been in the service industry for probably about 16 years, overlapping radio, so I'm very familiar with communication as a whole and, you know, how it is. And I guess I do take after my father 100%. You know, we've always had this side to us that always sees the better in things. And yes, if you can't laugh about it, you're going to cry about it. So That's pretty much my attitude on that. And I've had so many people tell me, if I had a dollar for every time somebody told me, you should do stand up, since I was like 15, I could have been retired and living somewhere in Bora Bora right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
And you know, funny story, man, give you a little background on me and Cheryl. We, kind of during my early days in radio, I met this young lady, man, early one, I think it was a Saturday morning doing the Don Dubuque Fishing Game show.
Yep.
Over at the WWL. And she just came in and she was like, hey. And it was like we had been knowing each other forever because we just started talking and, you know, just really just getting to know each other. And, you know, I would air my grievances out and different things like that. And we would complain about different things that we were going through. And we just been friends ever since.
Absolutely.
And like I said, man, I am glad to have you here. So I want to talk about how you got started with comedy. Like, when did it all start? When did it happen for you?
So aside from what I was just talking about, ever since I was young, I've always just had a sense of humor about things. And I do more observational comedy, which is storytelling and possibly real life scenarios that everybody can relate to. But I, so we'll backtrack just a little bit.
Of course.
I have two of my best friends have different companies they have, and I have another friend through them that helps with a lot of their commercials, advertisements, different things, social media. And I am basically in there a lot, and a lot of times people are like, oh my gosh, like I said, you should do some stand-up. And I was like, But this particular person, actually her name is Alexis Cannon, really took me underneath her wing. And when I say immediately, it was like immediate. Like, this is literally my second big show, and I've only done a very small amount of improv. Like, I went to one place, I did 3 minutes, and they were very strict about that because they were going to shine a flashlight in my eye if I went over 3 minutes, whatever that means. And so she took me underneath her wing, and I started at one venue, and now I'm at a bigger venue.
Okay.
So, I mean, other than it was kind of one of the stories, she's welcome to chime in at any second if you want.
And we would also like to welcome Miss Cannon,
hello,
Cheryl's manager, to WGSO Studios and Conversations with Ryan Richardson. So,
yeah, thank you all
for
having
us. How did you meet
us.
This young lady?
So, honestly, I was in one of the businesses is a medical spa in Metairie, and we do a lot of videos and stuff there. So, me and my business partner are in there a lot. And one day I'm working on my laptop in the back, minding my own business, like putting together some marketing stuff. And there's Cheryl. Like, I've seen her before. I've heard about her. She showed me this one time. She was in a music video. She was a nun.
Yes.
That was, like, my first time I met her because I do music. So they're like, you got to see our friend Cheryl. She's in a music video. So then I finally meet her in person, and she's sitting on the floor trying to put together some IKEA furniture, and, like, no progress is being made. But she's entertaining me. I'm literally, like, completely stopped working, and, like, she has my full attention, and she's just putting together furniture, but, like, it's a whole stand-up set, like, naturally. Like, she's just, like, funny. And I was like, have you ever done a show? And she's like, no, but people tell me that all the time. I should be a stand-up comedian. And I'm like, I'm booking you a show. And I don't think she believed me, like, at that time. And I called her, like, probably within, like, 48 hours. I was like, we're going to do the House of Blues. Like, your first show, we're going to do the House of Blues, and we're going to sell it out.
I want to ask, and I want to stop you. I want to ask Cheryl, what was that like for you when she said, you're going to do a show?
So when she told me that, I was like, she's like, you think you could, like, talk in front of some people? And I was like, yeah, I do it every day at work. I just give them some drinks, and I know their whole life story when they're done dining. So, sure. And then she literally told me, like, she's not even exaggerating, like, 24, 48 hours later, she's like, I got you a show at House of Blues. I'm like, what? I'm like, I said, I mean, I might be able to sell maybe, like, 25, 30 tickets only because a lot of my regulars will feel sorry for me, and they'll just buy them and maybe not come. And that was my attitude on it. But it ended up blowing up, what, three days later, I'd sold, like, 85 tickets. Yeah. 8 days later, it was over 100 tickets.
It was trending on Eventbrite.
It was trending. Yeah, it was like this. And I was like, no. And it's still in my mind. I was like, no, people just, like, feel sorry for me. And they're going to be like, oh, we'll buy some tickets to support you. And we might not be able to go. That And then when I got there, I'm thinking I'm just going to tell everybody hello. And it's just going to be like, hey, I'm about to get on this stage. And they're like, no, you got to go in this back room.
We hit her from everybody. But we got there. People were there an hour early, lined up down the street on Decatur. Cheryl!
Yes.
Cheryl! I'm like, what did we do? How did we do this?
I was having a slight panic attack, only a little, and I've never had a panic attack in my life, okay? So I was back there. I was like, don't show me that outside video anymore. And then as I'm coming on, I mean, so much love, and I cannot thank my friends, my family, the people that supported me so much. It was just for my very first time ever walking in front of anybody and cracking a joke to, like, 200 and something people at this point. And I was like, well, okay, I'm doing this. It's happening.
Right.
And it worked out. And I did the whole show by myself.
Yeah. And I was surprised. I have to be honest with you. I was surprised when you hit me up and I was like, you're doing comedy now? And you was like, Ron, can I? I don't know how that first initial conversation went between you and I, but
it was
you asked me, you said, I'm like, hell yeah, you could be on my show. You know, we've been knowing each other forever. So, you know, no question. So yeah. I want to be the first to say that I am very proud of you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm very proud of you, too.
Yeah, man. Because, you know, remember all the discussions that we would have, and you would always tell me, Ron, stick it out.
Absolutely.
You're going to get there?
Oh, I know. We have. We've had many. We froze to death in a little room, and we were all covered up in hoodies. You're running the board, and I'm answering the phones. And people are asking me crazy stuff. You know, I'm like, oh, this is.
And I gave you that look like, okay, well, you know what? It's time to get them off. But you know what? We got to go to our first break, man. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. I have my girl, Miss Cheryl Blanchett, and her manager, Alexis Cannon, in the building. We'll be right back after this. You guys, stay tuned.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Southeast Louisiana's largest nonprofit, multi-specialty healthcare delivery system. Ochsner Health, innovating healthcare. Find out more at ochsner.org.
If you've seen all the wild weather extremes across the country, you know it's never too early to protect your home before any storms, so your family will have peace of mind. Call Vinyltech now to reinforce your home before any storm hits.
Hi, this is Shay Mulkey of Vinyltech. Let us work with you to get your home looking brand new again. I guarantee you will be satisfied. Call me, Shay Mulkey, at Vinyltech, 504-469-7590, and online at VinyltechNOLA.com.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Tired of placing multiple calls to multiple vendors and getting the runaround? Turn to one resource who can get it done, Sir Speedy. We provide a wide spectrum of print, signs, and marketing services, all backed by more than 5 decades of experience. So when you need that new brochure, direct marketing campaign, or signage to promote your brand, give us a call at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Everything you need, one resource. Sir Speedy.
Howdy, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo inviting you to join me each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans or WGSO.com. Bring your gumbo, baby. We're going to have us a blast.
Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans.
I'm John.
And I'm Mike.
We're the Jambalaya Boys from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show.
Join us Friday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you want to catch us on the go, you can download that Mixlr app and catch each and every great show here on the go. And we came back with some meters, Fire on the Bayou. And I have my longtime friend, new and upcoming comedian, radio star, former radio star, Miss Cheryl Blanchett, and her manager, Alexis Cannon. How are you ladies doing? Are you having fun?
I'm having a great time.
All right, man. So, you got into comedy. You experienced your first, I guess, I don't want to say 15 minutes of fame, because that's so cliche, but...
Right. Well, I mean, it was like 15 minutes with a 25-minute intermission with like 22 minutes after that, again, by myself, so...
And we always touch on mental health, man, here at Conversations with Ryan Richardson. And I want to ask you, what does comedy and how do you feel comedy coincides with a person's mental health?
Okay, well, I can definitely use a good example on my end. I might not be able to speak for everybody else, but so after I did the show, it wasn't like, yeah, everybody's yelling my name. Yeah, this is... It was... I literally left. I actually rented a hotel, and I went back to the hotel. Mm-hmm. Like, you would think I was be rock-starring all night, hanging out with everybody.
Right.
But I got there, and I was like, wow. It was such fulfillment for me, because I looked around the room after I got, like, comfortable, because I only had a few seconds to do that, you know, and start going. In my mind, I was like, the fact that I made people laugh was one thing, but the fact that I made them laugh throughout a certain amount of time, whether it was for 3 minutes, 10 minutes, the whole time, and I was able to distract them from whatever problems, because we all have them, and they're such big, there's all different types, obviously, that I distracted them for a short time frame or that evening, and they didn't think about that for maybe those little bit of time. Was a fulfillment for me, and that made me feel accomplishment right there.
Right.
It has nothing to do with anything else. So, like, there is, like, a serious side to me where I do, you know, see that mental health side, because if you can't, like I said, if you can't laugh about it, you're going to cry about it. And everything's so serious and so hard as it is, you need to have that little bit of fun, that just brings you outside of your reality that you deal with every day.
And I want to bring it to Alexis. I want you to... You know, express your opinions as well and your thoughts on comedy and mental health.
I'm not a comedian by any means, but I love laughing for sure.
How has comedy helped you?
I think, like she's saying, you can just like detach for a second from reality, which you need. Everybody needs a break at some point, and I think it's a healthy detachment. You know, some people detach with drugs or addiction or something else that may be negative. I don't think laughing's ever gonna hurt. You know, it's a natural release of dopamine. And I think seeing Cheryl like get up on stage and like control the crowd and like their emotions for that split second or a few minutes in time was like real. I was like, she can do this. This is like crazy. And it's cool. The perspective I had was really cool, because I'm seeing how people are like reacting to her. And then I'm bringing Cheryl backstage and she's like, was it good enough? Like, am I doing good? Like, she's so worried about, like, herself. Like, everybody's worried about themselves, like, in their own head. And, like, for you to get up there and do your thing, and then backstage, we're like, you're killing it. Like, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. But she takes this really serious, and she's not back there, like, Miss Ego, like, oh, yeah. Like, she's back there, like, I want to make sure I'm giving people a great experience and entertainment and positive, in a positive way, and bring people together.
Right.
And it's one thing that I can say about you personally, from a personal standpoint, is that you always think of others, you know, before you think of yourself. Because I can remember when we used to work together, you know, the first question that you would always ask me every time I would see you, how you doing? You know, you would always ask me if I was okay, and I would never forget that.
Right.
Yeah. So tell us about what are some things you're going to focus on during your show?
So I'm still am fairly new to it, but basically, like I said, it's observational, so it's scenarios, it's situations. A lot of it does flow, because a lot of it's really things that have happened to me, but it's also topics that can be a little touchy, but yet relatable. So I a few topics are obviously like exercising, how, you know, how what things work and what things don't. I touch a little bit on service industry, because obviously once I say that, everybody's ready, because I could talk about that for 7 hours and be like, if you think you're not that person, you probably are that person.
Really?
And so I feel like it's a learning experience too, why I'm joking about it. I want you to drive home, look at whoever came with you and be like, did we do that? Is that us? I want you to lay down at night and say, wait a minute, what about when she was saying this? So also laugh about it and think about it. I have another part. You know, everybody has their flaws, and I have sleep apnea. So I do CPAP versus dating life, you know, okay. And it gets a little tricky, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, like I said, if you can't laugh about it,
right.
You know, and these are relatable stories. So I have a wide range of ages in the audience. So some of the younger ones are like, what? But the older ones like, girl, I got you. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
And then I do, I have a hair loss topic on this one. It's a little tricky. I didn't know if I wanted to go that route with there, but,
okay.
You know, I have a little thinning of the hair, so I have to kind of joke about it.
Right.
Then we'll leave the other topics. It's called Cheryl's Sloppy Seconds.
Because it's her second show ever.
It is my second show ever. My first show was Cheryl's first time. And that can go a lot of ways. We'll leave that part alone for radio purposes.
FCC purposes.
FCC purposes.
Gotcha.
Sloppy Seconds also does have some meaning behind it that I cannot discuss on the air, but it's not too bad. It's not like it's X-rated or something, but it will talk about being the second show, but it also has underlining issues with it.
All right, so I want to ask you, being on stage and doing your shows, what has comedy done for you as far as your mental health goes?
I love it. I love it. I'm not really good with like spelling. So if you like looked at my notes in class, you're like, what does this say? Mm-hmm. But like I jot down stuff all the time. And it's like I don't get on a computer and do it all professional. I literally write it down. Because it's almost like in my handwriting, I know exactly what I was thinking and feeling at that moment.
That's old school, though.
It's very old school. Yeah. I use the composition books, too, like in the second grade.
Right? And I mean, when I say old school, I'm talking like Richard Pryor, Paul Mooney, and all these guys that we literally grew up watching. They would literally write their notes and their jokes on paper. Nobody does that anymore.
I do that. And then I'll take it a step further. I watch comedy, but people come up to me and they're like, oh, what's your favorite comic? And I'm like, because I don't watch that much comedy.
Right.
Or tell me a joke. And I'm like, well, you have to put me in a scenario. Like, I have to be in it.
That's what drew me in, I think, to you at first with how funny you are, because you're not a comedian that's just, like, making these fictional jokes.
It just comes natural.
It's literally she's telling stories about what happened to her today at work, and it sounds unbelievable, but the adjectives and the way you set it up and describe it, I'm just like, it's a movie.
And I have a million facial expressions that people tell me all the time. Like, it's almost like, what are you thinking? What angle you're going with? That could kind of hurt me or help me in the service industry, but it works in comedy.
All right, man. Hold that thought, because we got to go to the bottom of the hour break. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you want to download that Mixlr app and catch us on the go, you can catch us on the go. Drop us a line, man. 504-556-9696. You know what? I got my girl Cheryl Blanchett and her manager, Miss Alexis Cannon, in the building. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Pat Swilling. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint, and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
USA News Update. Aftershocks still being felt after a rare 4.8 magnitude earthquake hitting the northeast of the epicenter, Lebanon, New Jersey, 50 miles from New York City. It's been 139 years since New York City felt anything like this, and it's been 240 years since a quake this strong hit New Jersey. The last time was in the year 1783. For a period of time, there were ground stops Friday at the New York area airports, Newark, New Jersey, LaGuardia, and JFK, as runways were checked for cracks. More than 600 flights were delayed and more than 30 were canceled. President Biden making a trip to Baltimore on Friday to tour the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Most importantly to the people of Maryland, I'm here to say your nation has your back, and I mean it. Your nation has your back.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-5.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Bring your business back to life with signs. Show-stopping signage can give your business the visibility it needs. Sir Speedy is a trusted resource for sign design, production, and installation. From trade show displays, banners and posters, to directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, and more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue.
We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerini locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, man. Got some Bobby Brown going on our own. Cheryl, you remember that one?
Man, do I. Love it.
We telling our age, right?
Oh, for sure. I do it every day.
Yeah, man. Getting out of bed. Yeah. I got my girl, Miss Cheryl Blanchard, longtime friend, new and upcoming comedian here on Conversations with Ryan Richardson, WGSO Studios. And I also have her manager, Miss Alexis Cannon. How are you ladies doing?
Oh, doing fantastic.
All right, so before we went to break, man, you know, you brought up an interesting point about comedy, and it was that you write all your own jokes down. And I mean, that's old school, because everybody has these phones, everybody has computers, and nobody really actually takes the time to take a notebook or a piece of paper or a pad and write things down. What? How does that help you as a comedian? And do you feel that separates you and sets you apart from other comedians today?
Absolutely it does.
How so?
Because I just write stuff down. And like I said, every minute of the day I have notepads everywhere. Like, I'm always writing a scenario down. Or if something happens at work, I'm like, oop, writing that one down. And basically, you could ask Lex, like, I am like 900 years old when it comes to
technology. She's a dinosaur.
like I'm like TikTok. I'm like, okay, well, I'll look at that. And like, I don't have a lot of stuff that I follow. I don't follow.
Right.
People are like, oh, you don't follow this. I don't even watch a lot of comedy. And especially now, I don't, because I don't want it to conflict on what I see. Because I feel like if I see something like, oh my gosh, that's something that I talk about, I don't want to, then I'm going to get paranoid and think that I'm mocking that person. And I'm sure comedy overlaps all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's inevitable. But the fact is, I want to stay fresh and focused. And that's why I use a lot of scenarios that like happen every day.
Right.
But my first show was just me, and it was fine, and it was scary at first. And most people that saw me go up there, they were like, you look nervous. But after that, I just flowed. I came back and I did it. This one is different because it's not just me. It's other comics. We also have person, actually, she's in studio with us, Buku, and she's going to actually, she very talented, she's going to do a song, but I'm not going to say what the song's about or the title of the song for many reasons.
Right.
But so we're kind of throwing a little bit of everything, all these different comics that bring something to the table.
New Orleans is a melting pot. Like, it is a melting pot. We're putting it all together. It's French Quarter Fest weekend, and me and Cheryl really like sat down after the first show mm-hmm. and listened to all the feedback from her family and friends, because they were, you know, honest. It was great feedback.
Yeah.
But we took the first show and we're like, okay, now how do we make it better? Incorporate other comedians that are looking for opportunities that, you know, have good energy jokes that are here, not, you know, to build. Then also add in a little bit of music. Like, we're from New Orleans, so we have a DJ, we have a few different music artists that are going to do a song in between the sets while you're grabbing a drink. And then also, it was really important to Cheryl to better the show and for her audience to get an entertaining experience. Like, it's all about the experience. So I'm really curious to see, last time Cheryl sold all those tickets by herself, everybody in there was there for Cheryl. There's no other person that hit the stage. This show is going to be really different, and it's going to be a mix between her huge support group and then random people in town for French Quarter Fest weekend, Buku's fans, just other people's fans. And we're really going to get to see how, from a manager standpoint, I'm excited to see how the crowd reacts. People that have never seen you before up on stage, like, who is that?
Right. So my friends think I'm funny. Mm-hmm. You know, my family thinks I'm funny.
Right.
a lot of my regulars I've waited on for years think I'm funny. Now I need the ultimate test of walk-in traffic that's never even seen me. And I don't have much on social media. I have a few. Now I plan to.
You've never really been a social media person.
Not really. Right. I mean, I'm on there, but I am getting it professionally recorded. So we'll do some reels and like do some stuff and build that up on my page.
Right.
Which is obviously important because when you type my name, you're pretty much seeing just like basic stuff. So that's why it was so confusing on the first show. This line's so long and everybody's like, who's Cheryl? Like, Cheryl, it was just Cheryl the comedian. And they're like, what? Right. You look it up, there's not much to see. But now we're taking it to a whole nother level. And I basically am probably doing it backwards for most people that spend all this time doing all these small things and then finally get their foot in the door somewhere. And me, I'm just whoop right there and
right.
And just trying to go up from there.
Right.
You know?
And you know, one of the things that I've always noticed about you is that you are an introverted extrovert. You know, you say a little at times, and you know, it may take you a little time to open up, you know, and once you get to know a person, it's on.
Right.
Right.
Just kind of see what's going on, and then once I get started, it's like, all she
writes. Off to the races, right?
Right, exactly.
So I want to ask Alexis, man.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to put you on the spot, and I want you to be as honest as possible because this is Conversations with Ryan Richardson, and we're honest on my show. What is it like working with this young lady? Is she difficult?
Five calls a day. Alexis, what do we need to be doing? What do I need to be doing? Should I put up flyers? Like, she's so, like, worried because she really cares about this. And that's, like, what I saw in her is, like, I recognize passion in people. And, like, she thinks she's doing it backwards, but she's got what most people don't have, passion for making people laugh. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not like, oh, I want to be this famous comedian and be this movie star. Like, she just wants to have a good experience, bring people together. But working with her, like, I guess I would be like your cheerleader.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I'm constantly like, Cheryl, like, you got this. Like, we did this last time, but it is her second show, and like, she's learning to not only get up on stage, but trust working with me. Like, it's not like we were like lifelong friends. I met her putting together a piece of furniture and was like, we're doing House of Blues. You ready? Like, Here we go. Like, working with her is amazing because she's humble, and it's so easy to work with somebody when they're down to earth and they appreciate and they're willing to learn and listen. It makes it easy. You know what I mean? And hearing other people, like, you know, you, I meet people all the time that know her. Everybody knows Cheryl because she's been in the service industry and on the radio and stuff. And everybody has good things to say about her, and it makes it an amazing thing to partner with somebody that's passionate, humble, down to earth, and is on the same, you know, pathway. Because that's how I work. That's how I operate.
But she's
hard on herself, for sure.
Always has been.
She'll call me nervous, but she called me this morning before the show, and she's like, hey, and she finally sounded good. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, having a mimosa. I'm like, perfect. We're going to get Cheryl today. You don't sound nervous. Like, you sound like good. The Cheryl making everybody laugh.
That's so good. Vitamins.
This is why you came to my show, Quirky, because you had a mimosa or two.
Well, you know, I mean, I feel like, you know, I had to get a little vitamin C, you know, in the mix of that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, man. So we're going to switch gears here, man, since we are talking about mental health and comedy. And I want to know, breaking into this field of work, being a comedian, being a female comedian, what has been, you've only had a few shows, but I want to know, what has been the most difficult thing for you?
I mean, so probably just everyday stuff that goes on in my life. I have one of my best friends, brother lost, took his life. So we had to deal with, obviously, that was a very difficult situation for everybody. So with that being said, it's so important to always recognize, let everybody know that you love them. Even if, like, you're just friends with them, hang up, phone, love you, bye.
Right.
You know, always keep in touch with people.
Right.
And with that being said, when those terrible things have happened, then I got to find a way to, like, okay, I'm going to start writing. How am I going to start writing some comedy when stuff like this
And that's
happens?
That was going to be my next question. You know, a friend and family member passing.
Right.
How does one find the humor in something like that?
I mean, there's no humor in it at all. I mean, you just, you know, things happen in life that you can't understand, and you try to understand, and you want to understand, but at the end of the day, you still have, you know, your life to move on to, and your family and your friends, and I hate to say you learn from it, but in a sense, you have to see, okay, this is what happened to this person, and I want to make sure this hopefully never happens again to any other person I know, whether I'm friends with them, family with them, or know them just from, you know, but that's what makes it, that's the hardest part of it, is trying to do something, and when you have everyday life situations that terrible things happen. But then on the flip side, it's bittersweet because then you're like, okay, those same people that lost their loved one, I have them. I mean, obviously it wasn't the next day and it's still very tragic, but I have them and they have a smile on their face that I could do to make, you know, to make them happy, not happy, but to bring joy to their life.
Yeah. Laugh in the little moments. Like, right. You know what I mean?
All right, man. So you know what? We got to go to our next break. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Cheryl, tell the people where they can contact with you quickly.
For the tickets?
Yeah, Facebook.
Facebook, Instagram. So I'm Cheryl the Comedian. Then I have Cheryl Blanchard on Facebook, Cheryl the Comedian on Instagram.
Yeah, and if you want to buy tickets, go to Eventbrite and search Cheryl's Sloppy Seconds. It's April 12th at the Holland Wolf in New Orleans.
April 13th.
Oh, shoot.
All right, man. You know what? We'll be right back after this. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Stay tuned. Last segment coming up.
What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? It may seem to you that I'm acting
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Hello, this is Jack Clay. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
Join me, BJ Rust, every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM
and streaming live on WGSO.com.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, man. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you want to catch us on the go, you can download that Mixlr app and catch each and every show here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. I forgot to give out my Facebook, so you can find me also on Facebook. Just search for the Ron Rich Facebook page, or you can also find me on Instagram. Just search for Ronald_Richardson_Jr. And Cheryl Blanchett and Alexis Cannon in the studio with me, but we also had a drop-in, my main man, Juggy.
What up, what up?
And if you know Juggy, man, Juggy is a legend here in New Orleans, man. I remember Juggy from the days, early days of Fat Fat and all that, man. How have you been, brother?
When I was a kid, right?
When I was a kid.
I've been good, man. I've been good.
Yeah.
Managing Master P right now, doing some things with OG3 and Lex, like my little sister. She called me and was like, I got a lot of stuff going on. I need you.
Okay.
And I came and so I got your back.
So all right, man. All right.
Whatever you need.
So, Cheryl, tell us about the upcoming comedy event, man.
So, it's going to be April 13th.
Wait, let me get your mic on. There we go.
So, it's going to be April 13th at the Howlin' Wolf. It is during French Quarter Fest, but the great news about it is when you're looking for a little bit of AC and still keep the drinks coming and the laughter,
right.
You just come on in, general admission, run you about $25, but you got about four comics before me. I will close out the show. We have a little person that's going to sing a song for us, but trust me, you don't want to miss that. I know it's kind of like singing a song, but we like to bring a lot of variety to the table. Like Lex was saying, you know, this city's a melting pot. If you don't have the diversity and different styles of comedy and different all walks of life, then and you singling out one audience, then you're doing the wrong thing. You're not in the right field.
And I think that's what separates New Orleans from any other city, man, is because we are such a big melting pot, and no matter what's going on, I don't care if you're black, white, green, red, blue, whatever, we all can come together,
right?
Yeah.
You know, Juggy, why don't you expound a little bit, brother?
Food and music.
That's it.
Food and music. That's all you need.
That's it, man.
You can bring the world together.
All right, so Juggy, man, you know you got a lot going on in the city, man. You've been so. What do you have going on right now?
Who? So besides partnering with Lex, with Lex Can and the whole umbrella she's managing, pretty much right now putting together the May 3rd concert for P's birthday bash.
That's right, that is coming up. Huh. Okay.
Lining up artists for that. Then the next day we're in Dallas, and I mean he keep me pretty busy.
So you all around the world, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Did something with OG3, created 38 management. Got some artists over there.
All right.
So really just spreading my wings, man, and taking on this newfound life after hosting.
Yeah.
And loving it.
Yeah, man. I talked to Big Ramp a while back, and actually Big Ramp is supposed to come down here and do some stuff with me also. So we got a lot of things we could, you know, get together on and work on. But Cheryl, man, I want to say that I'm very proud of you. And tell the people, man, what they can, you know, expect in the future.
Well, it's one step at a time, but we definitely, our strategy is to do a show, then focus on another location, another show, different people, because we try to throw everything in at once. I'm still pretty new, you know, and see what works and what doesn't work, because every time I do a show, I'm going to learn whether it was good, whether they had some kinks in it, you know, I'm going to be able to watch myself and review it like if somebody's reviewing plays for a football game, you know?
I mean, right.
I'm no athlete, but you know what I mean.
How do you And I should have asked you this earlier, but how do you keep your jokes fresh?
Well, I have a lot of them. And like I said, I just got started, but I take it and I'll just intertwine. And there's just so, I mean, if you could just see how I write, it's just like a, yeah. It's just a bunch of, it just looks like you're in a college class trying to keep up with that, you know, one professor that you could barely understand what they're saying, like, cause they have an accent or they're talking in a mic in an auditorium. You're just writing all over the place, you know,
right.
But it's and then I redo it and then I kind of write it as a story. And then my transitions are getting pretty solid considering this is my second big one.
And I imagine working in the hospitality industry as long as you have seen
her stories, her
day.
Some things.
Yeah.
They keep coming too. Like I get like a few calls a week. Oh my gosh, I have to add this to my skit. Listen what happened today at work. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So it keeps her fresh working in the service industry.
Yeah. I mean, I have a guy asking me if a lobster comes with the paws. Not the claws, but the paws. How do I answer that with a straight face?
Really?
Like, I'm like, excuse me? I thought I just heard him wrong. I'm like, oh, maybe I just... And then put his hands out like it was like a paw.
Mm-hmm.
Like, letting me know, like, you didn't hear what I said. Does it come with the paws?
Right.
And then I put my hands out like claws and explained that's what it is.
And you know, I can remember our days at Intercom, man. You would have me rolling. Just, it would be...
Listen to me take some of these calls.
It would be, I would be on the overnight because I got my radio career started on the overnight, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, she'd be call screening. And then it would just be on because the stuff that you hear, and, you know, Juggy can attest to this too because he's worked in radio also. The stuff that you hear from some of these people, the general public, they call in and ask some of the craziest, I can't cuss, but they call in and ask some of the craziest questions.
There's absolutely a reason why there's a warning sign on the blow dryer, do not use in bathtub.
Right.
Because they out there.
Right.
Believe that.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I guess people think that because we work in radio, we have access to so many things, but it's not like that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Juggy, man, he's laughing, but I know you know, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely know. I was privy to, you know, have more friendships in the industry with
of course.
Some, but
right.
Yeah, we definitely can't make everything happen.
No, man, no, you can't make everything happen. We are only limited to a certain amount of things happening at a certain time, right? So what's next for you, young lady?
Well, I guess I'll let you know after this show, but one step at a time. Like I said, we have some stuff.
She's actually casted in a movie that's going to be happening.
We could talk about that also.
Yeah. Well, you should have saw me do the audition for that casting.
Nothing is off limits here. Conversations.
I sounded like a four-year-old trying to read Cat in the Hat, unsuccessful. I'm like, look, I don't do good with reading a script. Like, give me
You killed the improv, though.
Yeah, I'm like, give me a scenario, and I will do it. But if you're like... And I was in the kitchen making bacon. I'm like, no. So, I think, when's that coming about again? Do we have a date?
So, yeah, we're going to be working on that this summer. She cast it it's a thriller film. Actually, me and Juggy are producers on it.
Okay.
So, I was like, I invited Cheryl to come cast for it because, of course, she's got to present herself in front of the board of directors.
Oh. Right.
And even though, yeah, you weren't good at reading the cold read at all, you fast forward that part. I mean, I was like, nobody watch that part. We're going straight to the improv with her.
Right. Because
it's a thriller film. It's called Don't Sell Your Soul. It's going to be produced in Louisiana. It's like Louisiana film, all Louisiana residents, talent, students. Everything's going to be happening here. So Cheryl was a good fit. And we needed somebody to break the fourth wall. And she's going to do it.
All right, man. We're about to get out of here. In closing, any positive words of encouragement from you, Cheryl? From anybody out there trying to...
I'm just going to say, life's too short to not make people laugh, so...
All right, man. So all the best to you, man, and
thank you.
Hopefully we can make it to the show next week. This has been Conversations with Ryan Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Peace and love. I will see you guys next week. And remember, healing and recovery start with you. Love you, New Orleans. I'm out.
star